This episode is sponsored in part by our friends at Fortinet. Fortinet's partnership with AWS is a better together combination that ensures your workloads on AWS are protected by best-in-class security solutions powered by comprehensive threat intelligence and more than 20 years of cybersecurity experience. Integrations with key AWS services simplify security management, ensure full visibility across environments, and provide broad protection across your workloads and applications. Visit them at AWS Reinforce to see the latest trends in cybersecurity on July 25th to 26th at the Boston Convention Center. Just go over to the Fortinet booth and tell them Corey Quinn sent you and watch for the flinch. My thanks again to my friends at Fortinet. Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to the Last Week in AWS podcast. Today is my wife's birthday and starts the 11-day-long Festival of Quins, which ends with my birthday next week. Please be sure to find her on Twitter and wish her a happy birthday in the most obnoxious possible way that you can muster. Now, let's see what happened last week in AWS while I was in New York at the summit. Amazon CloudFront supports header names of up to 1,024 characters in CloudFront policies. That's right, a new database just dropped. AWS Repost introduces profile pictures and inline images. Repost is, of course, the successor dead wasteland of the original dead wasteland of AWS forums. Still, it serves a useful purpose. Go ask your question in the Repost forums is more corporate friendly than telling a user to go screw themselves. Future-proof cost optimization with attribute-based instance type selection and Amazon EC2 Spot. Anytime someone talks about future-proofing cost optimization in the cloud, they're either lying or lacking a whole lot of imagination about what their future state might actually look like. Amazon Redshift Serverless, now generally available with new capabilities. I have not gone in depth with it yet. If you have, please reach out and let me know what you think. New CloudWAN, a managed WAN service. Anytime AWS launches a network thing, it's usually both incredibly handy and terrifyingly expensive. True to form, I've yet to find a way to get CloudWAN's pricing model into a single screenshot at less than 5K resolution, so there's that. New, detect and resolve issues quickly with log anomaly detection and recommendations from Amazon DevOps Guru. There's now a machine learning-powered service to ignore your logs for you instead of you ignoring your logs manually. Optimizing Node.js dependencies in AWS Lambda. And I don't even have anything snarky to say about this one. I've been wrestling with optimizing my own Node Lambdas for a while, so I threw this into my queue just as a reminder to go check it out later. That's right, I have built myself a personal bookmarking system that has the side effect of wasting everyone else's time listening to blurbs like this one. Sorry, not sorry. Subsidize Ethereum blockchain transaction costs for your users. The normal way of doing this is by lighting VC money on fire, but with the downturn, that's fallen out of fashion. How to manage Amazon Workspace's cost optimization at scale. This entire post would be unnecessary if AWS Workspaces simply did the right thing by customers, charge by the hour until the usage reaches the use it for the whole month flat rate cost, and then just cap it there. A guide to making your AI vision a reality. My AI vision is where I don't really have to think about AI. It's not SageMaker, it's Azure's Computer Vision API. Tracking the effectiveness of cloud adoption. You would be amazed to learn just how many enterprises do not do this. If we track the actual gains against how we sold the idea internally, a bunch of us are going to get fired, is presumably why.
I come bearing ill tidings. Developers are responsible for more than ever these days. Not just the code that they write, but also the containers and the cloud infrastructure that their apps run on, because serverless means it's still somebody's problem. And a big part of that responsibility is app security from code to cloud. And that's where our friend Sneak comes in. Sneak is a frictionless security platform that meets developers where they are, finding and fixing vulnerabilities right from the CLI, IDEs, repos, and pipelines. Sneak integrates seamlessly with AWS offerings like CodePipeline, EKS, ECR, and more, as well as things you're likely to actually be using. Deploy on AWS, secure with Sneak. Learn more at sneak.co/scream. That's SNYK.co/scream.
Achieve enterprise-grade monitoring for your Amazon SageMaker models using Fiddler. Does anyone, anywhere, at any time, hear the phrase enterprise-grade and think that it's describing something that's in any way good? Announcing AWS App Config Extensions. A while back, I did a short spoof video making fun of AppConfig because it's basically crap. This release goes a long way towards making the service significantly less crap. My opinion is rapidly revising its way upwards. Fully automated enterprise-scaled provisioning of AWS accounts via self-service using Jira Service Desk. Yep, if it's enterprise scale, it's gotta be Jira. They should use that as a tagline. Managing AWS account lifecycle in AWS Control Tower using the Account Close API. For far too long, the AWS lifecycle has suspiciously resembled immortality. And finally, introducing VPC flow logs for AWS Transit Gateway. Holy hell, finally. I was getting pretty tired of having to track down data transfer spend sources across accounts via guess and freaking check. And that's what happened last week in AWS. I'm cloud economist Corey Quinn. Thank you for listening.
This has been a Humble Pod production.
Stay humble.